Canberra. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has recalled federal parliament 2 weeks early to fast-track tougher hate speech laws and sweeping gun reforms, following last month's deadly Bondi terror attack. MPs will return to Canberra on January 19 and 20 to debate legislation that combines new anti-vilification offences with what the government says will be the largest gun buyback program since the Port Arthur massacre. Albanese said the laws were designed to address both the ideology and the weapons behind extremist violence. He rejected claims that the move was aimed at pressuring the coalition or dividing parliament. The proposed legislation would introduce a new racial vilification offence, strengthen bans on extremist symbols, and create a formal system to list prohibited hate groups under a lower threshold than existing terrorism laws. It would also make extremist motivation an explicit factor in sentencing and establish a new offense for inciting hatred to intimidate or harass. Under the package, the Home Affairs Minister would gain expanded powers to cancel or refuse visas, while authorities would be given greater scope to act against individuals described by the government as hate preachers. The Prime Minister said the urgency of the legislation was matched by the need to get it right. Parliament had been scheduled to return on February 3rd, but Albanese said all parties would still have a week to examine the bill before debate begins. The special sitting will also include condolence motions for the 15 people killed in the Bondi attack. The legislation is expected to be publicly released on Tuesday, with Jewish organizations, the opposition, and crossbench MPs receiving briefings ahead of its introduction. The bill will also be reviewed by the Parliamentary Joint Committee on Intelligence and Security. Attorney General Michelle Rowland said the package would amount to the toughest hate laws Australia has ever seen, aimed at protecting social cohesion and drawing a clear line against extremist conduct. Support for the measures is not guaranteed. One Nation and some Nationals MPs have opposed tougher gun laws, while states, including Tasmania, have argued the federal government should cover the full cost of any new buyback scheme. Opposition leader Susan Ley said the coalition would assess the legislation but criticized the decision to combine hate speech and gun reform into a single bill, arguing the issues were complex and distinct. The move comes days after Albanese announced a royal commission into anti-Semitism and social cohesion, reversing his earlier opposition to a federal inquiry following mounting community and political pressure.